blustery, breezy, or brisk? Why is March such a windy month? Our not-so-long-winded answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-646-1590. That's 1-800-646-1590. Again, 1-800-646-1590. Call now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Actor Chuck Norris shares a birthday with NASCAR's Matt Kenseth and pop singer Robin Thicke. Why is March always windy? Transitional months usually are. In March, the higher sun angle creates warm air pockets near the Earth, while it remains extremely cold at higher altitudes. As warm air rises, the colder upper air sinks to replace it, giving us those brisk kite-flying days of March. Another wind generator is the pressure difference between retreating cold air masses and developing warm regions. Once the warm air finally wins the battle, winds begin to calm down. We get the same process in reverse, by the way, along about November. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local weather outlook online at almanac.com.